strike call is kind of pumps the arm. So, Tobias, right-handed pitcher. Here's a fly ball out to right field, and it's going to drop in there. And just down the line, going for that was Braden Levack. He couldn't quite get to it, so Heston got help with the win there because it looked like it was going to slice foul. Stayed inside the line maybe 5 feet, and Heston leads it off with a single. Jonas Taroba, the shortstop, he pitched a real nice game on Tuesday, too. Held the loggers to no runs through 5 innings. Heston goes. Pitch called a ball, and Heston no throw, so he steals second base. Got a good jump there. And Jonas took a ball. I don't know. Must have missed low. From the set, Tobias misses inside, and it's 2-0 again. Jonas Taroba bats from the right side. And here's the pitch. That pitch missed high, and Aiden didn't look like he got into good rhythm right there. Now it's 3-0. In the bottom of the first, runner at second, nobody out. That's Heston Heckman. Jonas Taroba at the plate, and Aiden Tobias on the mound. There goes Heston, and Jonas got hit in the hip on a 3-0 pitch. Heston had that base stolen, but he's going to have to go back. That brings up the catcher, Hardy Heckman, affectionately known as Hardikins. Freshman. So, 2-0 loggers, but the Buccaneers are returning the favor. They got their first two hitters on. It's first and second. Heston and Jonas both out there. And there's a fastball right down the middle. And Hardy swung through it and missed. 0-1. Looked like Jonas wanted to run that pitch, and Heston wasn't having it. First and second, nobody out. Hardy Heckman on up to the bat. There goes Heston. And throw down to third. Late and delayed steal there by Jonas. So, 2 stolen bases for the Prentice Buccaneers, and here comes the Bucs. They're down 2-0, but they have runners at second and third now, and Hardy Heckman strides to the plate. Aiden, 1-1 here, comes set. Here's a pitch, fastball at the letter, swung through and missed. Hardy probably swung at ball 2. Now it's 1-2. One of the most important pitches right there is 1-1 if you get that for a strike. Now the odds are against the hitter. Here's Tobias from the set looking like he's going to throw a fastball. And threw the fastball by Hardy. Hardy swung through and missed. And one out. First out of the inning for the loggers. And that brings up Aiden Hawes. Aiden Hawes had a big double, his first at bat down in Prentice or Phillips. And if that ball was hit here, it would have been way gone. Ooh, high strike right there that was at the letters. And it's 0-1 now. So it looks like maybe the umpire kind of likes the high strike rather than the low strike. And here's Aiden. He steps off. Jonas Taroba is at second. Heston Heckman is leading off at third. Conservative leads. Actually, Jonas has got quite a lead there. Heston's only got about a 2-step lead. He'll get a good secondary, though. Fastball up high and kind of buzzed the tower there. And it's Aiden versus Aiden right here. From the right side, tall Aiden Hawes versus tall Aiden Tobias on the mound. Both boys probably 6'2", 6'3", maybe. And that ball missed outside, and it's 2-1 now. One out here in the bottom of the second. Phillips Loggers leading 2-0, but Prentice Buccaneers threatening with runners at second and third. 2-1 the count on the cleanup hitter, Aiden Hawes. There's a fastball swung through and missed, and that one was up at the letters, and he swung through it. It's 2-2 now, one out. And Aiden, if you're a Buccaneers fan, he needs to put the ball in play here, get a run in. Tobias from the mound. Here's a stretch in the pitch. Swung through and missed, and he threw it at the neck, and Aiden offered at it. And two outs now. And the Loggers, after a single and a hit by pitch, along with a couple of three stolen bases, are trying to work their way out of this inning. Buccaneers got another chance, though, and that's Jack Spranz, the third baseman. He took a knee-high fastball right down the middle for called strike one. 0-1 here, bottom of the first. Jax looking in, and that fastball missed up and away, and it's 1-1 now. Aiden Tobias, a little bit effectively wild, if you will, here. Right-hander from the stretch. Here's the pitch. That fastball missed inside just above the kneecaps. 2-1 now, two outs. On deck is Adam Robb, the right fielder. Leading from second is Jonas Staroba, and from third, Heston Heckman. There's a fastball at the letters, swung through and missed. And it's 2-2, even up on the count now with two outs. Choking up here now is Jack Spranz. From the stretch, Aiden. There's a fastball that's fouled away into the old track area. Jack's choking up. He bats from the right side. Barrel-chested third baseman is Jack Spranz. 2-2 the count, two outs. 2-0 Loggers, but there's a fastball popped up on the infield. Who's got it here? Calling it as Henderson, no. Called off there by Lane Abraham, and that ends the threat for the Prentice Buccaneers. So, at the end of the bottom of the first, no runs, one hit, no errors, and two left on base. So we'll send it back to 98Q, 98Q Country for a one-minute timeout. 1 minute.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school baseball from Phillips, or Prentice, Wisconsin, and it's Phillips versus Prentice. And coming down, and it's kind of a week of rivals here. Here's a stretch from Heston. First pitch popped into left field. Camping under it is Rob, and he can't make the catch. And that one's thrown in, and they almost had the runner picked off. Now there's a throw by the second baseman on the relay, and that was Sawyer Kuchaba, who hit that ball out there, and Zach Starkey camped under it, couldn't make the catch, and Sawyer is going to reach on an error, and then there's a second error on the throw in because Sawyer was dead to rights. Prentice just had to get him in the rundown there. That brings up Ty Henderson, the second baseman. He looks to bunt and took a slider for strike one. So, runner on second, just like that for the Loggers. After a threat from the Buccaneers, Loggers are up 2-0. There's a ground ball softly hit to third. Fielded there by Franz. Low throw, and they called him safe. Boy, I actually thought he was out there. So, infield single, we'll call it. First and third, nobody out. That brings the top of the lineup up. Lane Abraham, who had a kind of a soft grounder through the left side his first time. And Heston in trouble again. Leading off over there is Ty Henderson. At third base is Sawyer Kuchaba. Here's Heston. Ooh. There's a fastball at the knees, called a ball. 1-0 the count here. 2-0. Loggers in front. Couple of questionable ones just in that little short stretch. Henderson looks. Heston. Delayed steal there. They're going to try to take the runner. Low throw from Hardy. It bounces by, and Kuchaba scores. It's a delayed steal, and they were going to send the runner from the plate. And we're probably going to have to call it a stolen base. Two steals right there. So 3-0 now. Phillips Loggers. Runner at second base is Ty Henderson. Lane Abraham at the plate. Missed down here. And it's 2-1, the count. Heston from the stretch. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That one missed low. And it's 3-1 to the leadoff hitter with Aiden Tobias on deck. From the stretch, here's Heston again. Leading off at second is Ty Henderson. They make a move back to him, but kind of a lollipop move. Throwing up the rubber now is Heston. Looks in. Here's the pitch. Fastball missed high, and he's going to take a base. That brings up Aiden Tobias, the pitcher, who had a solid single up the middle. First and second, nobody out for the Loggers. A run is in on that double steal after an error and a infield single. Heston missed high with the slider, and it's 1-0. 1-0 the count. Big left-handed hitter is Aiden Tobias. Here's the pitch. Wow. Looks pretty good, Matt. Pitch at the knees, call the ball again, 2-0. And if you don't give a pitcher like this any of those strikes, it's going to be a tough day. And 3-0 the count, missed inside, I guess. 3-0 here. And here's the pitch. Miss high. Ball four and bases loaded now for Danny Adamidis, the left fielder. I like both teams, but I dislike seeing poor officiating. So does Jeff, but this is just not very good. And Tobias Aiden, who's one of kids I coach pitch, he got a bailout call on high pitch. And he did come out and strike out the side, he struck out a couple. Did a nice job there. Danny tries to play to the right side. Here we go. From the stretch. Here's the pitch. And there he caught the knees. I guess it's there. 0-1 the count. That was down the middle at the knees. Danny crowding the plate. Heston from the stretch. Bases loaded. Nobody out. And got another strike at the knees. And I don't know what happened there, folks. Doesn't make any sense to me. 0-2 now. 3-0. Loggers. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Top of the second. There's a slider. And gets by Hardy, and that's going to score a run. In the dirt. And it's 4-0. Loggers. Heston shaking his head. But that's what it goes. And Hardy didn't smother that. It was a tough pitch. He either had to short hop it or block it, and you had to sell out one way or another. So Danny, down 1-2. Heston. Thought he panned the corner. And 2-2. It was at the knees, close to the outside corner, called ball. There's a move to third, and out there was Lane Abraham. He had a big lead, and Heston made a nice move. Franz tried to throw the tag on there, but neither one was holding it. So 2-2, nobody out. Second and third here. Two runs in for this inning for the Loggers. There's a fastball drilled to left, and that might get out of here. And does. Danny Adamidis with a 3-run homer to left center field. And it makes it 7-0. Danny got a fastball up, and hit that ball hard. Phillips Loggers up 7-0 now. And nobody out here in the top of the second. That brings up Drew Hoschel from the left side. Base is cleared now. And there's a ball hit to the left center gap again over the head and off the wall. And Drew gets a double out of that. Heston disappointed, of course. He's a control pitcher and didn't get the calls he needed to get and had to serve it up. And that's what happens. Wind is blowing hard straight out to center field. Both those balls were struck pretty well, though. Coach Scott Robb comes out to the hill and trying to give Heston a little bit of encouragement. Kicks at some dirt. It's 7-0 here. Top of the second. Heckman boys are young, and I remember starting as a freshman back in the day in the Marywood, and I pitched some, and you know, it's tough out there. A lot of good hitters. And when you're pitching as a sophomore and catching as a freshman against seniors, there's a lot of difference between 14-15 and 17-18. That brings up Ethan Podmolik, the third baseman. With that pitch missed down. 1-0 the count. Ethan steps in from the right side. Drew Hochschild. He's leading off a second. And that pitch missed just inside. All these hitters standing on the line. Fastball missed up high, and Heston a little bit frustrated here. 3-0 the count. Nobody out. On deck here is Braden Rivak. Caught the inside corner with the fastball. That's 3-1. Hochschild at second. Ethan at the plate. Curveball fouled back, and now it's full. Heston from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Fisted to shortstop. Jonas picking up, throwing, and got him. Advancing to third is Hochschild. Nice play there by Jonas. Heston got in on the hands of Podmolik, and that's the first out of the inning. Runner at third, and that brings up Braden Rivak, the right fielder. On deck is Colin Kleinschmidt, the DH. He's also a catcher. Fastball fouled off to the right side. Nice catch by somebody over in the camera pit. Maybe that was Craig. Grandpa Craig. That's Heston Hardy's grandpa. I think that was. Made that catch. 0-1 the count. One out. And here's the pitch. Curveball. Nice block that time by Hardy. Heston threw about a 58-foot curve. And Hardy chested that up nice. 1-1 the count. One out. Here in the top of the second. 7-0 lead for Phillips. And there's a strike on the outside corner. And now Heston's up 1-2 on Braden. Braden batting from the right side. But he really is a wrong-hander. He throws from the wrong side, but he bats from the right. It's tough, tough combo. Fastball, fouled straight back. And he got in on the hands. Got Braden. 1-2 the count, one out. Runner at third is Drew Hochschild. Looking in for the sign, here's the pitch. That slider missed away and backhanded by Hardy, saving a run. 2-2 now the count. Top of the second here. Phillips Loggers leading 7-0. And from the stretch, here's the pitch. Miss upstairs with a cutter. And it's 3-2 now. Full count with one out. And he called strike three and threw down the third, but it got by the third baseman. A little bit of a mystery zone there. Braden took one probably slightly above the letters, and that was a strike. So not totally sure about this zone so far. Two outs. Colin Kleinschmidt, the DH. Here's the pitch. And then I don't know where that pitch is. Where was that? Mystery zone right here. That one looked like it was about right down the middle, thigh high, and now missed away, and now it's 2-0. 8-0 Phillips on that. Going to go down as an error, and I think that's probably on Franz. From the stretch, here's the pitch. Here's a fly ball out to left over the head of the left fielder, and that's going to get to the wall. Kleinschmidt is going to go to second with a stand-up double. Two-out double there for Kleinschmidt. striding to the plate now is Sawyer Kuchiba, the catcher. 8-0 lead for Phillips Loggers. Batting from the right side. He hit a fly ball to left that wasn't collected to lead off the inning. Really high strike there, 0-1. Oh my goodness. Wow. Two outs here. Ground ball to the left side, picked up by Franz. He tags him out. And nice play right there. He actually tagged the runner. Collin going by and then threw to first. Umpire said he was out and actually had both hands apart. Tagged the runner, called him out. So, third out of the inning for Prentice. 8-0 here. Phillips Loggers, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for 30 seconds.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Scott Heckman bringing you high school baseball from Prentice, Wisconsin. And Phillips Loggers up 8-0 here, bottom of the second. Aiden picking his warm-up pitches. Bottom of the second here. So, beautiful day. Blue skies, white fluffy clouds. Could be a little warmer, I suppose. Hard north wind, kind of blowing from the northwest. And coming up, scheduled for Prentice Buccaneers. Adam Robb, Ryder Jones, and Garrett May scheduled here. The right fielders, second baseman, and first baseman. Aiden, big right-hander. Aiden Tobias. And Adam takes the first pitch strike from Aiden. Bottom of the second. Prentice Buccaneers need to get something going. Need somebody on here. And we'll see if they take a few pitches. There's a fastball. Grounded up the middle. Dove by Lane and got by him here. Really a lot of bounce on that, wasn't it? Kind of. Almost looked like a super ball going through the middle. Spongy infield, and that doesn't matter where you go right now in northern Wisconsin. The grass really hasn't started growing much. A lot more green, though, than the last couple days. So Adam Robb grounds up the middle for a base hit. Lead off the inning. Aiden. Fastball at the knees. And this is Ryder Jones, the second baseman. Conservative lead for Adam Robb. Now he's going. Fastball in the dirt. And Sawyer tried to get a handle on it, but it's just not real easy to catch any of those. A bouncing fastball. Have you ever thrown one of those?
A lot.
All right. And we got a word out of him right there. 1-1. And nobody out. Adam Robb with a stolen base from the stretch. Here's Aiden. And oh my, there's that high strike again. And it's 1-2.